Any time of day. So good morning, good afternoon, or good night. We got a pretty sweet show lined up for you. We got special guest Mary Poppins' brother Larry Poppins is going to be on the show today. As well, we've got a new thing, Word of the Week. Should be pretty sweet. We're going to talk about the Oscars as well as the Razzies, and it should be fun. Give our opinions on those things. This is Any Time of Day. It's always a strong finish on
always
that.
Good.
Yeah, always
good. So this is good. Not our maiden voyage anymore. This is our second show. Learned a few
this
things.
Our second maiden voyage.
Second maiden voyage. Learned a few things from the first one. First thing I learned, I laugh, cackle like a young lady, shrieks of pain.
Yep. Not even a young lady, like a young
baby
girl.
Baby girl.
Like lady is too much.
Definitely not a laugh I'd like to hear while I'm home alone.
It's not a laugh I enjoy producing when I'm home alone. I don't know. I don't know why I do
okay.
It. Well, okay, so here's the thing. We're just going to jump right into something right now called
That's
Word of the Week with Mr. Bryce Dempsey. Go ahead and explain what this is, Bryce.
Well, thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
I came up with this idea where you guys can go ahead on our Facebook page and post a made-up word and what it means, and then we'll go on, pick our favorite or pick whichever one has the most likes, and we'll try and use that word in our show. Each one of us has to use it at least 3 times. And
seems excessive.
Yep. Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that's. I don't want to do that.
Well, that's too
bad. We'll use it a fair amount of times.
Yeah, it will. It will be used. I came up with the first word because.
God bless you.
Lay it on us.
No problem. The first word is alolpa.
Do you have to say it with that accent?
Yeah, there's no other way to say
alolpa.
It.
Alolpa. And what does alolpa mean?
Alolpa means, hey, congratulations.
Sweet.
It means one of those, it means 2 words. Hey, congratulations.
Yep, hey, congratulations.
So would you
just summon up a sentence?
Okay.
So, like, so oh, you graduated?
I graduated Alopa. College.
Alopa.
I said successful BM.
Alopa.
Ah, hey.
Hey.
I'm not going to poop. And then you talk like Ivan. Ivan pooping for the rest of the
yeah.
What a good guy.
Actually learned that word from Ivan.
Well, speaking of guests...
Speaking of pooping,
do I have a story for you? No. Okay, so we have a guest on today.
Ooh,
yeah, kind of semi-famous.
Okay,
he's related to a famous person, Larry Poppins. This is Mary Poppins' brother. Interesting fellow. I met him a couple days ago for the first time, and it's hard to put a finger on him. I'll say that. Not that you want to be poking him, and might I suggest not to poke him. But, yeah, he's an interesting guy, but he's going to be on but I have to give up my chair cause we only have so many mics. So
oh, that's true.
I'm going to get out of the studio. Larry's going to come on in and do the interview. Let me know when you're ready for me to come back in.
We'll give you a shout.
Okay.
We'll let you know.
All right. Right. I'm out of here.
Oh, good evening, Governor.
Hello, Larry.
How's it going, Larry?
Nice to meet you. Sorry, we got a mild case of the giggles right there. We're not laughing at you.
I am.
Wash your hope. You know, I sure hope not.
Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, I plan on it. It's the first time I've been in a warm building in about 3 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, you're Mary Poppins' brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the only thing anybody ever sees. Oh, Mary Poppins' brother. Say hi to Mary for us. Hey, how's Mary doing? Hey, how's Larry doing?
What can you?
Nobody ever asks how Larry's doing.
How you doing, Larry?
Don't have an answer for you, if I can be honest. Never been asked.
Huh.
But fair to Cloudy.
Interesting. Cloudy. Well, let's see here. Let's ask you some questions.
Sounds good.
Well, I mean, not to bring up Mary again, but what was it like being Mary Poppins'
brother? She was okay, I suppose. But I will say that that it was hard living in a shadow.
Okay, I can see that.
I don't know why I call. That's just how I would call them. They
Your
would
parents.
Force me to address them as Ma and Da, and they certainly didn't like me as much as they liked Mary. They let me know that every other day.
Really?
Every other day.
But every yes, other day,
the other days,
every
were,
other day, every other day of the week was fine. It's an old song.
My life a joke. I'm sorry about
my
that.
My life a joke.
No, Larry, we're taking you very seriously right now.
Well, man,
very
so. Seriously.
I hope so.
We would like to. I don't know. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Bert. Do you like Bert and Larry? Love those two. Have you met Bert before?
Oh, I've met Bert. That's yeah. Him and Mary, they would hang out with each other. They were an item. They dated, as was made obvious in the film, her movie, Mary Poppins, Disney movie.
It's a good movie. I enjoyed that a lot.
It was okay. But yeah, you remember that? You remember that song that Bert sings there? Chimney dance around like a fool on the rooftops. Well,
that's a good one.
That's one of my favorites, actually.
Well, it's not one of my favorites because all I can think of is the version that he sang to me when I was on the streets.
I'll bet that was
trying
sweet.
To hang out with him and Mary. He would sing this: "Flim flimity, flim flimity, flim flimsy wrists, get out of my face, or I'll punch you in the tooth."
Oh, that's
something funny.
That didn't rhyme at all.
No, it never rhymed when it came to Larry. Oh no, let's not take the time to rhyme with Larry's songs. And then he punched me in the face.
Actually,
the
I'm noticing that right now. One of your teeth is really messed up, and I mean, like, it's not even like it's not broken at all. It's just bent.
Well, here's the thing. Funny story. Growing up, I never got any medicine because Mary got it all. You know the song in the movie, "A Spoonful of Sugar Helps the Medicine Go Down." Well, I did not get medicine, and I did not get sugar. I got the old, you know, I'm sure your parents sang this to you. Not everybody sings that song to their kid like my parents did to Mary. But they would sing to me, "Oh, fork full of haggis makes the backhand hit you in the face and I'll go to sleep." That's what they'd say to me.
That is
painful.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, not a lot of... Anywho, growing up, not getting my medicine and such things, dental care, my teeth were a little on the gummy side.
On the gummy side.
And so when Bert would punch me in the tooth, it just bent it straight back. It didn't break it at all.
So you have very floppy, you don't have hard teeth.
I can only eat cottage cheese at this point in my life.
Oh, that's rough.
That is, wow.
I can't say I even like cottage cheese.
I mean, that explains the smell in the studio
now.
You
get used to it. Yeah, well, I've got a bag in my pocket. I carried it around.
You got a bag of cottage cheese?
Yeah, well,
where do you get a bag of cottage cheese?
Well, here's the thing, smarty farty. I take a container of cottage cheese and I pour it in a Ziploc bag. And then I put that in my pockets. Because then I can have cottage cheese on the go. Which everybody wants.
Everybody loves some cottage cheese on the go.
I frequently walk down the street and say to myself, well, by golly, I wish I had a pocket full of cottage cheese right now.
And I know I hate when I'm riding the bus, and I have that same feeling when I'm riding the bus. It's terrible.
I will say, I do get struck by children a lot, oddly enough. I don't know, they seem to take to Mary. They kind of don't like me at all. The look of me really sets them off. Anywho, they punch me in the thighs a lot. And it will... it will pop that bag of cottage cheese like nobody's business. So if there was one downfall, that would be it.
So you walk around leaking cottage cheese. I think I might be getting why people don't like you very much.
Yeah, I understand it now.
It's not a perfect
system.
It's not a perfect system.
The real soft teeth, the mustache, and the leaky cottage cheese.
It's not a mustache, all right?
Oh.
Just some dirt.
Bell?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh.
Well, then I guess I don't know what that is.
It's on there, and it's not coming off.
So, okay, you had mentioned that Mary has yep. a movie that was actually made into a Broadway musical as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for Mary.
Were you ever, you know, is there anything about you out there?
Well, funny you should ask. I was contacted right around the time that they were doing that movie about Mary saving Mr. Banks. I was called.
So last year.
Yeah, right around that time.
Okay.
And the funny thing of it was, I don't have a phone, obviously, but I was walking on the street and the payphone rang. And I was like, hello, who's this? And they said, is this Larry Poppins? And I said, yeah.
You're getting real emotional right now. I can try to hold back the tears. Try to hold back the tears. Larry, you need to just take a few breaths, wipe those tears away.
It was just a big turning point in my life, you know?
Look, Larry, you're doing great. We support you. Anywho,
all right, so I'm talking on this phone, right? And I'm like, how do you know it's me? And he says, I don't. I'm sorry, it's just such a miracle on the phone. And so, anywho, so I'm like, oh, well, yes, this is Larry Poppins. I am Mary Poppins' brother. And,
it was real emotional.
And they wanted me to be in a movie, and I kind of, it was just a lot of mumbles. And so I was like, I thought they said saving Mr. Banks. I was like, yes, this is great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so I stopped crying
very, very emotional.
And then I went over. They gave me the address. It was a little shady, but I was like, oh, Hollywood filmed. They're cutting the budget. And so I show up. It's this dirty warehouse. They say, oh, Larry, right this way. And I said, okay, cool. And so I got there. Anyway, they're like, here's the script. I look at it. It's, no words, but just the title, and it says, it's Shaving Mr. Ranks, and I misheard him, and it was an adult film. It was one of the most horrible things in my life. It literally, all I did was, I shaved this gentleman. I needed the money. Don't think less of me. I needed the money, and I ended up just, shaving a gentleman from head to toe. Rather not talk about it anymore.
Really sad I asked that question.
I'm so sorry that you got so worked up about that. I mean, he started crying here in the studio just talking about it.
Yeah, I don't much care for it. But, yep.
Do you have any future plans?
Just want to stay alive.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, that's all I always say. Larry, you may not have it good. I always say that.
That's it. That's the whole saying right there.
A little bleak lately, but I've got all that behind me. I'm just eyes on the horizon.
Right.
So, yeah, but yeah.
Is this your first time to America?
I have been here before on accident. I got stuck on a ship one time. And it was coming to America. I got stuck between a bag of oats and some other stuff, taking a nap, as I do. And so, yeah, I have come here, but I immediately was sent back because I wasn't supposed to be there. Oh. And the oats were, quote-unquote, tainted. So they sent that with me as well. It was nice. I had some food for a week. Well,
probably because you reeked of cottage cheese and whatever that other smell is.
Yeah, that was one of the main reasons they said that I had cottage cheese just all over my body. And, they didn't like it.
Big bag that day.
So, if you're going to take a nap on the ship with some oats, you're going to make sure you have plenty of cottage cheese for the trip in case what just happened.
Perfect. So I can't help, you know, I got one more question for you, then we're going to be out of time.
Okay.
I can't help but notice that you're not an attractive man. How...
Thank you for your honesty.
How do you deal with that on a daily basis?
Well, I usually I don't have to worry too much about it. I don't see my I don't live in a home. I don't know if I made that clear. So I don't ever really see myself, but I do notice that the ladies are not giving old Larry any love. You know what I'm saying?
I wish I did.
It's hard.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, most of them will tell their children to punch me in the thighs and my cottage cheese goes everywhere.
Cottage cheese bag pops.
Yes, it's deeply unfortunate.
Well, unfortunately, as well, we are out of time with you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Larry. Do you mind if I stay just for a little bit before I go? It's cold outside.
Well, yeah, you can. I mean, you can hang out upstairs if you want to, I guess.
Okay.
If you don't mind, could you stand by the door with it cracked open so that stank can kind of blow outside?
I mean, not that it's, you know, bad and unbearable to our yes. nostrils.
But it is making me gag.
Okay, before I go quick, you have any cottage cheese in your fridge?
Fresh out. Fair enough. Shucks.
Okay, well, I'll just... All right, thank you. Good to see you. I'll tell Mary you say hi. She's dead.
All right.
So that guy was a weirdo. I just passed him.
Ben, we learned a great quote from him.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, and now I forgot. It was something like, life's not always great. Larry Poppins.
Oh,
that's it. That was the quote.
Yeah,
Motivational Monday.
Yeah, he seemed like a kind of a bleak fellow, if I can. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe he was a delight in here. Mm. Anyway, so yeah, thank you, Larry Poppins. That was, I don't know, fun.
Delightful
hopefully.
Character.
Good.
I enjoyed him.
Good.
Yeah, I like him.
He looked pretty like a pretty weepy guy when he was leaving, so that was interesting.
Yeah.
Said you guys had a good cry in here.
He's pretty emotional. Yeah,
he looked like it. Looked like an emotional guy. All right, so let's Larry Poppins. Thank you, sir. Goodbye. Now let's move on to the serious business.
Here's some news.
News.
Don't drink booze.
Don't drink booze.
Perfect. It's news time. All right, we're gonna talk about the Oscars, which just happened on Sunday. Now, once again, as we discussed in the Olympics, I did not see them.
God.
Did you, Brian?
I did actually watch.
Perfect.
That's really fortunate.
I missed the opening, but I did watch the rest of them.
Oh, well, that's pretty, tell us about it a little bit. I heard Ellen, I don't know, I've heard mixed reviews. Some people say that she was great, and some other people say that she was awful.
The parts that I saw, I thought she did fantastic.
Well, here's the deal. I thought she was slow-paced. It just, was really, I don't know, it just seemed to drag on. Like, there wasn't enough, there was a lot of dead space and like silence for waiting for the punchline or waiting for something to happen.
Right.
But she did have a lot of, you know, funny little lines and stuff. She bought pizza and handed out pizza to the people, which was nice.
Okay.
And then,
yeah, that sounds really nice for all those poor, starving, famous actors.
And of course, the selfie. Well, and then she collected money, you know,
of course. So, overall, you smile or gasser it?
I'll give it a gasser because really, I only saw like two of the movies this year.
Yeah, which is a good segue into. Let's read the Best Picture nominations quick.
Best Picture nominations.
Thank you.
American Hustle, Nebraska,
oh boy,
Captain Phillips, Philomena, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, The Wolf of Wall Street, and our winner, 12 Years a Slave.
Nice.
Did you like my sexy voice?
Yeah, that was pretty sensual. So I saw three.
Shocker.
I saw three movies. On that list, American Hustle, Gravity, and Captain Phillips.
I forgot everything that was on the list just now.
I saw Her and, where is it, American Hustle.
I saw American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Gravity. What were some other ones on that list?
Captain Phillips?
I already said that one.
Oh, 12 Years a Slave?
Nope.
Wolf of Wall Street?
No.
Her?
Nope.
Dallas Buyers Club?
No. I saw the same three Ben did.
Okay, perfect. So cool. Maybe we even went to them together. Odd, we didn't remember that. Okay, so
do you agree? No, because you didn't see the movies. I was going to say for, you know, best actor or any of the other ones. I mean, overall, did you pretty much
Well, I was hoping Leonardo, my good pal Leo, would
finally get one.
Well, I mean, I read a quote from him this morning, actually, yeah. That was, I'm really happy that all of my fans think that I should win, but I don't do it for the prizes. I do it because I love to do it.
He does it for the money.
Good for him. Okay, so if you're like us and you haven't seen a majority of these movies, well, we have a little treat for you. We are going to be doing a scene of Wolf of Wall Street for you. Oh, we've never seen it, but I can guess that we are going to be terribly accurate on this. Brian and Bryce will be providing the characters. I will be providing the censorship because it is quite filthy, as we have found out.
This is...
Also, this is the first time we've read through this particular scene.
This is going to be spot on.
So, Bryce, you're just going to start off.
I will be Jordan.
Correct.
Sure. Okay. And you can, just start with, what if he gets hurt?
Okay, where is that? What if he gets hurt?
He'll be wearing a helmet. Plus, they've got, like, superhuman strength anyway. Oh, God.
I did hear you. You're not supposed to make direct eye contact. If you look at them too long in their eyes, they get freaked out. Their wires cross. I think there's a limit to how far we can go. I mean, we can throw
Beep.
At him and...
They have a lot of feelings.
There's a specific thing that they'll do. You can throw him at a dartboard, but if you want him to show his...
Beep!
Or...
Yes, that's what this guy does. That's his gift. Can we also bowl with him? His brother is actually the bowler. They strap a skateboard to him and throw him down the alley. They're ornery, too, the little... Boop! You gotta be careful.
Get some trank darts.
A little straitjacket?
What's the liability on something like this?
That's a whole different thing. I can get on the phone with some people. I can talk to the insurance company and tell them exactly what we're going to do. But I think we go back to the same plan loophole if we don't really consider them people. I think we're in the clear.
All right, well, we're just going to end that there. Obviously, we have not read.
That is bad.
Brian was responsible for picking that.
Don't put it on. You told me not to read it.
You are gross, sir. Everybody
That's bad.
That is a person, you freak.
That is true, and I agree with that.
This script showed
Ben.
The viewpoints of Brian Dempsey.
That no, it does not.
Brian actually wrote that movie.
I did not write this movie.
Just that. All right,
so that was that. Hope you enjoyed it. Now you don't need to go see the movie because that was so spot on. All right, so now we talk about the Oscars. The Razzies also happened. That is the awards for the worst movies of the year. And the funny thing is,
we've probably seen more of these.
The big winner was movie 43. And I watched it. Bryce has watched it.
I own it, actually, for some odd reason.
Bryce is a movie connoisseur. And so that was the big winner. And I think it really says something terrible about us that we have seen the winner of the worst movie of the year. Yeah. And not the best movie. Classy.
I watched it on Netflix, though. I didn't, pay to see that in the theaters.
Okay. Neither did I. I just bought it on DVD.
Sure. All right, so give us a rundown on the Razzies.
Okay, worst picture, movie 43.
Cool.
Mm. Worst actor, Jaden Smith for After Earth.
Yes.
Worst actress, Tyler Perry, parentheses, in drag for A Medea's Christmas. Worst supporting actor, Will Smith, After Earth.
Mm.
Worst supporting actress, Kim Kardashian in Tyler Perry's Temptation. It's good to know that she can't act either.
Yeah.
Her singing and her acting, terrible. It's not that good anymore either. Worst screen combo, Jaden Smith and Will Smith, After Earth.
Oh.
Worst prequel, remake, ripoff, or sequel, The Lone Ranger. Worst director, the 13 people who directed movie 43. And the worst screenplay, movie 43.
It's
written by
winner.
19 screenwriters.
The movie is, if you haven't seen it, if you're not as highbrow as Bryce or I, scratch that, rewind.
we did not take part in this movie.
The movie, is like, it's a bunch of sketches. And so it is really dumb, but there are like a couple good sketches in there that are pretty funny.
Yeah.
A couple.
Yeah.
A couple is pushing it.
Oh, wait. So you've seen it too?
Yeah, I told you guys that.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't. Okay. Yeah. So
I said don't I really didn't listen pay for to you it. At all. I watched it on Netflix.
Oh, cool. Okay. So, yeah. So it's these sketches. Here's just to give you a flavor of it. I believe the first sketch is Hugh Jackman, and he has testicles on his chin.
Yep.
Love silence. Yeah,
just
that's right.
Bad.
So good, you know, that's what you're working with. That's what you're listening to. Three gents that have seen that movie and not 12 Years a Slave. Also, I heard 12 Years a Slave is kind of a hard watch. You gotta prepare yourself mentally for that. It's kind of a draining movie emotionally. Mm-hmm. Has anybody else heard this or am I?
No, I don't know.
I heard it was a maybe real light-hearted comedy.
Be like,
it's not a comedy.
Feel a little guilty.
Yes, I would assume that. Yes. Okay. Well, we don't have to go down that road. You already did it with the Wolf of Wall Street script. Thank you, sir.
Let's not put that on me.
No, it's on you.
No, it's on you.
Yeah, there's no going back. All right. Well, you know, we have time to discuss one last little topic quickly, and it is JFK and his brother, Mr. Robert, and Marilyn Monroe. There's been a sex tape released with them, you know, partaking in the threesome.
Is that real?
I'll bet the quality of that is fantastic.
Yeah. Like,
download
really
that
real?
In high definition.
Yeah,
on the internet.
Was going on auction. And
so what's that?
But the guy changed his mind because he has a lot of respect for, I think the article that I read, the guy didn't release it in the auction because he has too much respect for Joe DiMaggio, who was Marilyn Monroe's boyfriend at the time.
Wow.
So, huh. Yeah, you know, I'm glad.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But do you think that Mr. JFK and Mr. RFK, they're like, what you can do better? or were they singing that song
know,
like,
Marilyn
it's not
Monroe
gay?
Is pretty.
Yeah, they,
it's not gay if it's a three-way.
Yeah, not gay if it's a three-way. That's probably what they're singing, right?
I don't know.
I bet you anything, they used to take baths as babies together.
I mean, we did that, didn't we?
What's wrong with the three-way?
Well, how come you were not saying that when one of your lady friends...
Oh, what is going on anymore?
Whoa.
All right, so anyway, this is...
Hey, I think that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, look at that.
It is a real story, but...
boom, boom.
It won't be released.
Boom, boom.
So,
boom,
you know, that boom, is boom, all the time boom, we have today boom, on boom, any time of day. Thank you for boom, Larry boom, Poppins boom, stopping by. It's been boom, fun. Boom, that word of the day, boom, aloha. Boom, be sure to throw that around. Be sure to post on our Facebook wall. Your word of the day. Be sure to like us. And if you do like us, don't be afraid to share us with other people. Don't be so selfish. This is any time of day. Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. I'm Ben. That's Brian. And that's Bryce.
God, what the hell? Jeez.
Oh, that was rough.
Yeah.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Later.